Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Cross Country Program, Mike Bouquet. Mike, thanks for joining us. And crazy to believe we're getting ready to start another cross country season and what we hope to be another successful year of cross country here on Eagle Lane.
Well, we're going to guarantee it's going to be a successful season. We always like to look at results, but you know, the kids and the coaches and the families help make the season successful. That's probably a little strong statement, but it's a fun sport, and there's lots of things we can rally around. Even in our season when Ryan Nadelborg had his tragic accident several years ago, we still made a lot of good out of it. So that's our goal, is to meet these kids where they are and help them be successful in running, but also in other elements of life. So this year's theme, if I can just throw it out there, is miles with meaning. Every run tells a story. So every one of these kids has a story to tell, and running is one way to express themselves. And every workout we do has a meaning. Every race we've got has got a meaning, and every season has a meaning. So we'll see where this ends up, but we're excited for the season.
Well, and let's just talk a little bit about that theme, miles with meaning, because, you know, we're thankful we get to tell a lot of stories about what our athletes are doing. But as a team, how are you guys kind of utilizing that going into races, knowing that, you know, maybe on race day it doesn't necessarily get to tell the stories, but it gets to show a little bit of that hard work that they put in through the summer months and just getting ready for this upcoming year?
Yeah, you know, this year's team, as much as any of the several last years, we have a lot of tremendous number of returners. I think this is actually a record number of returners. So on 43 runners last year, we've got 31 returners, which is awesome, because we have a lot of talent that's come back. So for some of them that have been around the program, miles with meaning feels different than the 12 new faces that are joining that you know, potentially have never done the sport in several cases. So they're running doing their first workouts and figuring out, you know, can I really run for 3 miles? Can I really run a repeat workout or a tempo run and all the other things that we do during the course of the season? So, yeah, there's lots of meanings for lots of individuals on the team. And you're right, going into race day, there's going to be some uncertainty with that. But hopefully with each race and each week, we understand a little more clearly what that picture can look like, and the runners and kids all understand what that picture looks like for them as well.
And just kind of looking at these two teams this year, I mean, you mentioned in a lot of returners, and one thing that stands out to me is when you look at the different sports, I mean, you add a sport to the fall now with girls tennis, and I know talking with athletic director Dan Brandenhorst, he made the comment that more than 75% of the student body this fall is participating in something, whether that be football, volleyball, cross country, tennis, the musical, Shine Dance, or whatever. To have 43 kids come out here, dedicate their time to running and cross country too as a coach, how encouraging is that for you, seeing what this program is able to do and seeing how many people want to be a part of this program?
Yeah, it's I'm glad tennis wasn't in the fall. My first couple of years I was coaching, when we were trying to go from girls tennis, when we were trying to go from 3 girls to 17 girls the last 2 years and 15 girls this year. So yeah, we've been able to sustain a solid number of runners that will serve us well in the fall. But yeah, and then our boys side is a record number, 28 boys. We had 27 the last 2 years, so we're excited for that. So you know, but the kids have fun with the program, they have fun with each other. We do a lot of things here during two-a-days to help build the culture and have some serious fun while we do it. And as kids get welcomed into that, that draws them in. And even this summer, this for the first time, we did a cross-country camp in the first week of June and took a 20-some kids over to Norwalk for a camp week. And that just set the tone for the summer. So I, you know, jumping around a little bit here on you, Andrew, but we certainly are excited for this season, because we definitely put on more miles this summer as a group than we've ever done in prior seasons. And some of that's the kids that keep coming back to the program have a love for running different than what we've had in prior seasons. as that's, you know, grown as well, and is part of the establishing culture that the kids have created within this program.
Very neat. And again, we're talking to Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pedley Christian Cross Country programs here. Now kind of looking at the teams individually, you mentioned the boys with a record number of participants this year. Just kind of looking at that squad and what they return. I know they return a good quality chunk of the core from last year's team that was able to make a third consecutive run at the state meet. Now going up there and try to make it 4 years in a row, a great solid building block for you guys to have with so many of those returners on that side of the program.
Yeah, a little slight correction. So 4 years already, so we're going for five.
That's right.
On the boys' side, so we're excited for that. And yeah, we'd start with our seniors with Sawyer Minders and Paxton Bauma leading the way. We've got a solid senior group. Jackson Wood, after sitting a year out last year, came back out, so we're excited for that. And Logan Gallagher, another solid senior for us that has contributed nicely to the program. So we've got our top 10 boys are looking really good. So, and I'm not real sure who the 9, 10, and 11 really are. So we've got some really good depth there. There's some freshman Miles Sabin's looking really good so far this season. But he's going to have to work to get up into that top 10. We've got some sophomores and juniors that really fill out our rotation that had some success in track as well. We've got a great distance group on that boys side that's going to make some, it's going to turn some heads this year, we think, for some individuals as well as from a team standpoint.
And you look at the girls' side of things, too, just kind of looking at their squad. I mean, at the top, you're going to have, you know, some notable returners, Bailey Voss, Haley Renz, just looking at that top of the lineup there. It's going to be a little bit different kind of throughout the order, but going to be very competitive nonetheless and try to make a repeat trip as a team and a third trip in 4 years here for the girls' squad.
Yeah, you bet. We are excited about the girls' side as well. Coming in preseason, they might even be got a little bit more hype than our boys team, although our boys have had a really solid summer, so that may change pretty quickly. But Bailey Voss and Julia Schmaltz make up our two returning seniors in our top varsity group, and then we've got some great talent there with Greta Voss and Kyla Skibau and Nora Lamb I'm going to forget some girls, but we've got some great pieces there to work with, and even some new pieces that came in. We've got four or five freshman girls that on the girls' side always surprise you where the freshman girls fit into the mix of things. So with a few weeks and some training miles and just some competitions, I just think their confidence level is going to come along. Failed to mention Chloe Voss as well. She's looking really good at this point in the season already with some of the training and her confidence level also.
And kind of looking at the schedule, I noticed some similar meets to years past, but also some new ones. A notable one, the Heartland Classic here held at Central College. A couple meets there at Central, which is a course that can be fairly challenging as well. Overall, kind of what's your outlook on how things are set up for the Eagles to be able to challenge themselves ahead of that state qualifying meet to try to guarantee themselves that top spot, those top spots in the state qualifying meet to make the return trip to Fort Dodge?
Yeah, we, for a small school, we start our season with three competitions on collegiate courses. We go to Marshtown Community College, then we go to Iowa State running at Ames, and then Central College running the Dutch invite. But yeah, one of the changes this season, the Linville Sully meet is no longer going to happen, so that fell out of our schedule. We used to have a really tough stretch with a Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday of the following week, three meets that we didn't really want to step out of any of them because they were all local areas where some of these kids are driving from to attend school at Pella Christian. But with Linville Sully falling out, we've got our Ballard invite on a Monday, and then we follow that up with our varsity groups running at Heartland, and then the balance of our team will still run at Prairie City Monroe the following week. So it allows our kids to only have one competition per week instead of trying to do, you know, like we had in the past, even though it was two meets in 1 week and one the following Monday, it was really three meets in 6 days. which really didn't make sense from a high school cross country standpoint. So we've been cleaning up our schedule, if you will, over the last several years and doing what we think is, you know, more advantageous to the kids to physically stay strong through all that and injury free, which is obviously the ultimate goal, is to keep everybody running and participating and having success as they peak at the end of the season.
That is absolutely the goal. Coach Bouquet, anything that we failed to mention? Anything else you want listeners to know about Eagles cross country as we get ready for the 2025 fall season?
I would just say, just come out and watch this team. We're going to be a top five ranked team coming into the season, or close to it, or we're going to get there pretty quick. And so if you haven't watched cross country meets, you haven't seen these kids compete, they really put their heart and soul into this, and we love supporting the other programs with volleyball and tennis and football and the musical and everything else. But hopefully everybody gives a chance to watch these kids, especially when they run at the Central College Dutch Invitational and the Heartland Invite. Those will be ones close by that people can come out and support the kids.
We will absolutely look forward to seeing the Eagles in action this year. Coach Bouquet, appreciate your time as always, and best of luck this fall. I'm looking forward to many more great conversations about Eagles cross country.
Absolutely. Thanks for all your coverage, Tyler, for the fall, and I'm sure you're ready to get busy. So this is fun time of the year.
That it is. Again, that was Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pelican Christian cross country teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.